remembering an unassuming tech trailblazer. Tom Mitchell Mark Vina, I've been fortunate to have a few mentors who influenced the shape of my career at its formative stages. One of those people was Tom Mitchell, who unexpectedly passed away last November at the age of 76. I met Tom in February 1993 on a surprisingly pleasant weather day in Houston when I was interviewing for a product manager role at Compaq Computer Corporation. In those days, product manager candidates were put through an excruciating round of endurance-like interviews in a single day, with your outcome being determined at the end of the day. Tom was the last examiner during my day-long interview gauntlet. I could tell he was exhausted from other business earlier in the day, but was a good type of busy as Compaq was in the throes of its second growth ascendancy after announcing its low-cost ProLinea desktop PC lineup in 1992 to take on low-cost PC clones. Despite his fatigue, I was immediately impressed by Tom's inquisitive questions about my professional background, knowledge of the PC space, and perhaps most importantly, my interest in making inroads into the consumer PC space, which Compaq had big plans for. Always a what-you-see-is-what-you-get type of guy, we immediately clicked and became the start of a remarkable 31-year friendship. Tom's program management expertise, although his career reached senior executive levels at Compaq, at the latter part of his career, Foxconn Hanhai, Tom was, first and foremost, the prototypical program manager. He was the best of the best in that department. Few people outside the tech space understand precisely what a program manager does. An excellent program manager at a tech product company seamlessly integrates cross-functional teams, ensuring projects are delivered on time, within scope and cost budget, and aligned with strategic goals. They excel at balancing technical understanding with business acumen, translating complex requirements into actionable plans. By proactively identifying risks and dependencies, they mitigate potential roadblocks before they escalate. Their strong communication skills foster collaboration across diverse stakeholders, from engineers to executives, ensuring transparency and alignment. Ultimately, they are invaluable because they drive efficiency, clarity, and cohesion, enabling innovation to flourish in fast-paced, dynamic environments and deliver business results. Driving success at Compaq, these attributes became incredibly critical as Compaq's consumer division grew to multi-billion revenue levels after its first consumer PCs, branded Presario, were announced in August 1993. From a persona standpoint, those who knew Tom well would describe him as Compaq's own Walter Cronkite, non-emotional, data-driven, always doing the right thing, and succinct in his messaging and communications. If Tom told you that aliens had landed on the roof of CCA5, you'd believe him. But Tom was far more than just a great program manager. He was a great leader and manager of people, many of whom would view Tom as a role model or mentor in the latter part of their careers. Even some great people managers often struggle with establishing personal friendships with their employees due to the risk of crossing the line between the workplace and people's personal lives. Not Tom. Tom managed a consumer division in a co-GM format with fellow Compaq colleague Tony Dalzell and had no problem encouraging in company events that humanize him. In the late 1990s, we announced one of the first consumer desktop PCs with 1394 connectivity. This new technology enabled high-speed transfers of large video files between digital video cameras and PCs, a breakthrough that led to PCs and Macs becoming video editing devices, something we take for granted in 2025. Tom and Tony agreed to play Dr. Evil and Austin Powers in an intercompany video, showing his lightheartedness and willingness to poke fun at himself. I wish I still had that video footage. Tom knew how to take calculated risks, too. While it seems quaint now, Compaq had an opportunity to work with AMD on announcing a technology demo of the world's first 1 GHz desktop mini tower using a liquid-based cooling solution that allowed us to demonstrate Compaq's innovative ethos. While this was simply a demo shown off at CES, it required scarce engineering resources that Tom ensured were available to make this industry-first demo reality. A life built on family and values born in Scotland, but spending his formative years growing up in Canada, Tom Mitchell was a consummate family man, a devoted father whose greatest joy came from his time with his loving wife, Becky, to whom he was married for 53 wonderful years. Tom and Becky moved so many times during their marriage that she dubbed him a Scottish gypsy, Still together, they built a life filled with warmth, laughter, and unwavering support. Tom was a proud father to two daughters, Jackie and Carrie. He cherished every moment of their lives and always encouraged them with his wisdom and kindness. His deep love for his family is evident in everything he did, serving as a constant source of strength and inspiration to those closest to him. One thing about Tom that always stood out was his humility. He absolutely disdained attention. In a world where sports professionals, business leaders, politicians crave attention for their accomplishments, Tom let his accomplishments speak for themselves and was happy just playing golf with friends to let off some steam. A legacy in technology and beyond, Tom joined Compaq during a pivotal era, contributing his vast expertise and visionary thinking to a company reshaping the world of personal computing. His managerial style and unassuming approach were perfect for Compaq as its consumer business grew rapidly. The company had its share of internal critics who were not crazy that it was succeeding in a low-cost business, but consuming resources from other divisions. But he navigated through corporate politics with aplomb and grace. A true technologist at heart, Tom possessed an innate curiosity that fueled his passion for innovation. He departed Compaq after its acquisition by HP to join Taiwan-based Foxconn Hanhai, where he worked at a senior level to identify new tech categories and solutions for multiple OEMs. Tom's ability to foresee trends and adapt to the rapid changes in the IT landscape was unparalleled. He played a critical role in projects that advanced Compaq's position as a leader in the industry, always approaching challenges with a blend of technical acumen and creative problem-solving. Beyond his professional achievements, Tom was revered for his unwavering integrity, generosity, and genuine kindness. He had a unique talent for making complex concepts accessible and fostering an environment of continuous learning and collaboration. His mentorship extended beyond technical guidance. He taught us the importance of resilience, humility, and staying true to one's values amidst competitive industry pressures. Compaq colleagues fondly remember Tom's infectious sense of humor during team meetings, thoughtful insights during strategic discussions, and ever-present willingness to lend an ear or offer sage advice. His leadership style was characterized by empathy and respect, empowering those around him to excel and grow professionally and personally. Tom's legacy is not confined to projects he led or the innovations he championed. It lives on in the countless individuals he influenced. His impact resonates in the culture of excellence he helped cultivate, the careers he shaped, and the enduring friendships he formed. In honoring Tom's memory, I know people will celebrate his values, a relentless pursuit of knowledge, a commitment to excellence, impeccable family values, and a deep respect and care for those around him. Remembering Tom's humor and wisdom, I alluded earlier to Tom's dry sense of humor. A prime example, when I completed my final interview at Compaq on that fateful day in Houston in 1993, Tom could tell that I was exhausted and gave me a few words of support. As I was walking out the door of his office, I asked him why so many people complained about the weather in Houston. With a twinkle in his eye, he told me, "Mark, you'll love it here. The weather in Houston is like this year-round. Tom, you'll be missed by many." Reproduced with permission. Originally published on Tech News World. Copyright 2025 ECT News Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Smart Tech Check Podcast.